I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, before I even get into the email, you're going to answer the question. If you know your friend cheated on their husband, are you going to go to the husband and be like, yo, man, your wife cheated on you?
Nah.
And this is your friend. Like, that you're, it's not like, like you're friendly now with the husband, but first and foremost, you knew her. She did something wrong. Would you go and tell the husband?
I'm not doing it. I'm staying loyal to my friend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely not. I would encourage my friend to do the right thing. Like, I would be there for them. But at the end of the day, like, my loyalty is to my friend and not their husband. My job as their friend is to encourage them to do the right things, to steer them in the right direction, and be there for the emotional fallout when things don't go right. But I am not, that is not my circus, not my monkeys.
All right, so the email reads, hi, Bird Show. I'd like to stay anonymous. I'm from Australia and looking for some advice. Good day. I love it whenever people come in from other countries. I'm 32 and have a close girlfriend group of 11. We've all been friends since forever. We all went to the same high school, however, formed our group after school. I've been rattled with some news about one of the girls, and I'm not sure what to do with it. To give context, we are close. I was her bridesmaid, she was mine, and her husband was the MC at our wedding. I found out that she's had a 3-month affair on her husband of 8 years.
Oh.
She also has 2 young kids. I'm absolutely devastated and heartbroken for her husband. She didn't tell me about the affair. However, when I found out, I confronted her and asked if it was true. She admitted it and is adamant it's over now. It's over because he ghosted her, not because she chose to end it. She has no plans on telling her husband anything. She says she realizes how bad it is and it's made her appreciate her husband more than ever. But does it? She didn't cry when I confronted her, and she seems to be going about her business as usual. I can't shake the feeling that her husband should know about this. She was my friend first, but I also consider him a friend, and I hate that she has done this to him. I've let my husband know about the whole thing, and he also carries an enormous amount of guilt for not saying anything. Important piece of context. In the first year of their 12-year relationship, married 8 years, the husband slept with another woman one night at a club. He admitted it. They worked through it. As far as I know, there's been no other stepping out of the relationship. I feel my friend justifies her actions as being similar to what her husband did 11 years ago. I, of course, feel it's completely different now that there's marriage and kids involved. What should I do? Please help. Thanks, confused friend.
You say nothing. You're acting as judge, jury, and executioner. Your friend isn't carrying on. It doesn't matter the reason it ended. You also don't know all of the insights into that friend's marriage or their psyche. It'd be one thing if it was carrying on and causing active harm, because you can pick up things like STDs or whatever and share them. So I understand that note. But if she's put it to bed, it's done. She's like, it was a one-time mess up. I appreciate my husband more. Maybe let her have this second chance at her marriage.
It was a 3-month mess up.
it's still one time. It's still like a singular incident. If she was a serial cheater, mm-hmm. like I'm a big fan. First of all, it's not your relationship.
Preach.
It's over. She messed up. She says she appreciates her husband more now. There are kids involved. So if you go in, you're going to bust up a home, a family with somebody who has said, I appreciate my husband more. And so if she was like, I'm going to do it again or over and over again, different story, I think you stay out of this one.
To me, I'm a little bit confused if the affair has ended or not, because to me, the way it's worded sounds like it's still going on. Because to me, the big problem here as a friend being on the sidelines is if she's continuing to step out on her husband, I'm going to feel some type of way. Not that I'm going to like sabotage her relationship in any way, but to me, the feeling of what I need to do differs whether or not she's decided to stop or not. If she made the mistake for 3 months and decided to end it and now she's changed for the better, all right, fine. I can step back and feel like my conscience is clean. But if I actively know that there is an affair continuing going on, I'm gonna feel very weird in social situations with them, like sitting at dinner with them and looking across the table at Bobby or whatever her husband's name is, and knowing that she's actively hurting him would make me want to be a little bit more involved in the resolution of it. Not that I'm going to tell him or anything, but I'm going to be a little bit more of a hard ass about it.
Yes, not my relationship. It's not my business. And see, this is what happens when you got a close friend group of 11 people. You're going to find yourself in some drama. This is why I got 3 friends. I would not want to be.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, I'm telling you. But I feel bad for the husband, obviously. If anything, I would sit down with my friend and really try to figure out what's going on his and her mind. But as far as being the one to blow the whistle on my friend, that's just not how I'm built. I'm staying loyal to my friend.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything either. I mean, after even having the details, she says she's adamant it's over. The other guy has ghosted her. So I'm like you, Abby. If it was going on and like us hanging out and sitting there knowing that and trying to act like nothing's, I would have to set some boundaries as like, no, we're not going to hang out with you as a couple if you're actively doing this. Even though I did do that, but there were extenuating circumstances.
It's a little different.
Yeah, a little different. I'm like, girl, go get yours. He's a beast. In this instance, like Cassie said, to reiterate, like you got kids involved. She says she's better off for it now, and she sees the error in her ways. I think you're doing this just to kind of like get up on your high horse about where you stand on infidelity. So it's best just to like bow out.
Bow out, girl.
Get it. The Burt Show.